This is the Realm of Agape Christian Church.
Hallelujah. We owe God the praise. Our Mother Norris is coming right now. Hallelujah. Mother Irene Norris, she's coming forth. She's going to stand right over there. Hallelujah. Bring forth whatever God has given her.
Thank you, Lord.
For our Tamar's Oasis ministry. Amen. Let's say amen for Mother Irene Norris.
Thank God for the now the Spirit of the Lord is in the room. Thank God for my pastor. Yes. Thank you, Jesus, the First Lady. Yes. Pastor Gwen. Yes. Elder Gwen and Sister Fonda.
Yes.
Yes. I was thinking about it. I said, well, I remember her very young. Yes. Very young. Yes. I think she was in, fourth grade.
Yes.
I didn't ever forget you.
Yes.
We thank God for you on today. And I thank God how the Spirit of the Lord is in the room.
Hallelujah.
And when God is ready to bless, I'm ready to come on out the way. Yes. And let God take over.
Hallelujah.
God start working.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's more important. I thank God.
Amen.
And I'm just so happy to thank God to see you on today now. Me and your mother, we had a good time talking. We went back to old times. Yes. I first met her at Head Start, riding on the bus ride, picking up the kids. Yes, I just thank God I witnessed to her and she came unto the Lord. I thank God. I just felt so good because I was witnessing your mother every day on the bus.
Yes.
And I just thank God for God has brought us from a mighty long way.
Right. Long way, yes.
And we are living for God, right?
Hallelujah.
We didn't give up because one day we have to go and meet the Lord.
That's right.
We have to go and meet him. We have to be ready. Like my sister. They went to wake her up yesterday morning, and she was gone on into judgment. So they are very sad. Everybody very sad. I think she was 68 years old. And I just pray that she had give her life to God before it's too late. Because we don't know when God is coming to take us from here. You got to just get right and stay right. Because we don't know when he's coming.
Amen.
On today, I just thank God. I'm going to just say a few words because things didn't work out too well for me. But I got here anyway. I was determined.
Amen.
I got on the phone and started calling. Thank God for called my daughter and she started working on it and gave me a ride. And so I just thank God for Trina. Yeah, I say, I got to get to the church. She said, Mom, I'll get you a ride. And she was too far away to come, but she got in touch with Kai was on her job working, and Kai left that job and came to get me. So I just thank God.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. So on today, I'm going to say a few words as God give to me. On today, we want to talk about the accounting.
Yes.
Because I know Pastor Lisa would know what I'm talking about because
yes,
she
right.
does accounting every day. But this is a different kind of accounting.
Yes.
Amen.
We got to. It's going to come a accounting day.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, we got to give our accounting to God.
Yeah.
Amen.
So this is a different kind of accounting. So we are talking mostly from the, let me let you know where I'm at.
Thank you, Lord.
we're going to be coming from the, we're going to be in Matthew, the 25th chapter, 14 through 30. And we are going to be talking about the Christian accounting. Because it's going to come a day we have to stand before God.
Yes.
Yes.
And we got to give an account.
Give an account.
Of what we are living now and what we are doing in this life.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm just going to share a few notes here. Our Lord has gone away.
Mm-hmm.
But he's coming back someday.
Yes, ma'am.
He has told us to occupy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Until he returns.
Yes.
We are to be busy for him. He's coming back.
Yeah.
That will be a great day of accountability.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We will have to account to him for the way we have used our talents and our lives.
Yes.
Some will be commended and rewarded.
Uh-huh.
Others will face him in shame as they look back over their wasted life. The Christian must always remember that he owns nothing, not even himself. He belongs to Jesus.
Well,
we were once the slaves to sin.
Yes.
But Jesus redeemed us with his own blood. Now we belong to him.
Yes.
Yes.
Ye are not your own. We are bought with a price.
Woo. Yes, ma'am.
And what a price it was.
What a price.
We have been redeemed with the precious blood of Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We are simple stewards.
Ah.
We are in this world to do business for Christ.
Yes.
And someday there will be a great accountability
day.
When some Christians think of stewardship, they would think only of money.
Money. Uh-huh, that's right.
But the Bible stewardship involves much more.
Yes.
It covers not only money, but time, talent, service, and all the life of a blood-bought child of the King.
Yes.
Teach us, Father.
We are steward of our property.
Mm-hmm.
A man owns a piece of the property. He turns it over to a real estate agency.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They rent it to a tenant and collect the rent. But they don't keep all they collect.
Mm.
The property is not theirs.
Uh-oh.
They must make an accounting up to the owner.
Yes.
In like manner, we don't own anything.
Uh-oh.
We are simple to serve as stewards.
Yes.
Everything belongs to God.
Yes.
We are salaried. It is God who gives us strength to earn these salaries.
Uh-huh.
He asks that we bring him one-tenth as a love off paying our tithes.
Yes.
And remaining our ninth-tenth to be used in a way that will please God.
Yes.
If you spend all your substance on yourself, what will you say to Christ on accounting day?
Yes.
Well.
So we can't take our money and say, I made it all. And all that strength that you have. And that way of body that you have. God give it to you to go make that money.
Oh, God.
And therefore, I just can't see not paying tithes.
Mm-hmm.
I've been paying tithes since I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
And I have got blessed from that.
Yes.
Paying my tithes.
Yes.
And he opened up doors that you don't have room to receive.
Yes.
Correct. Come on.
Healing in the body.
Yes, God.
Yes.
Just like I went to the doctor the other day, he said to me, I went to one doctor, he said, oh, well, I see cancer on your feet. I went to get a second opinion after I prayed.
Yeah, come on.
And then went back to the doctor, he didn't see no cancer. I said, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The doctor said to me, you must have been praying. I said, you're right. I was praying.
Hallelujah.
Praise us.
If you pay your tithes,
yes,
God will bless you.
Mm-hmm.
He will.
And I said, I was crying and saying to the pastor one day, I said, well, you know, I got this bill to do and I got that bill to do, but I cannot skip my tithes. I cannot do that. I just cannot skip my tithes. I'm gonna let the light go off. But I ain't gonna skip my tithes. I'm gonna obey that Bible.
That's right.
And then through that, God bless me.
Blessed.
The healing of the body.
Yes.
Someday you are going to face Christ.
Uh-huh.
He will say, I gave you power to make money.
Yes.
I endowed you with talents. I gave you strength and breath in your body.
Yes.
Without me, you couldn't have earned nothing.
Yes.
You know, that's my book. Teaching tithing. What did you do about it? How can you face him if you have been disobedient to him? Your money is the least thing you can give God. In your giving, you can preferably do the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one way I found through this Christian life. But I know it has to be over 50 years.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, over 50, I'm 80 years old.
Yeah.
Come on.
I've been living for God from a teenager.
That's right.
And I paid up tithes.
Yes.
I give my offering.
Uh-huh.
So that's one way. And we got to, another way is we got to dig into the Word of God.
That's right.
Yes.
We got to dig into the Word of God.
Yes.
So we can stay strong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have this. It here says that it was a dear old woman that her name was Sister Carolyn.
Mm-hmm.
Come telling me about a poor family. She said she was so sad about them that she could shed a barrel of tears.
Shed a barrel.
She wanted to shed tears.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now that she is a lot of she wanted to shed a lot of tears for that poor family, but she ought to quit crying over them and cook them something to eat.
Right.
Right. That's right. Right.
Does the Colleen take out her sympathy in crying over the afflicted?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But I ain't never heard her song with her pocketbook. We know many people like her. It's cheaper to cry over people than it is to do something for them.
Mm-hmm.
But we are told that we are to be doers of the word and not hearers only.
Right, right.
The sick are to be visited. The poor are to be clothed.
Yes.
The hungry are to be fed.
Yes.
Souls are to be won to Christ.
Yeah.
There are hundreds of opportunities all around us.
Yes, ma'am.
The mark of a good Christian is that he is thoughtful of others.
That's
not
right.
Just himself,
mm-hmm.
But think about other people.
Right.
Yeah. And he said, Lord, help me to live from day to day in such a self-forgetful way. That even when I kneel to pray, my prayers will be for others. Help me in all the work I do to ever be sincere and true.
Uh-huh.
And know that all I do for you must need to be done for others. Let self be crucified and slain and buried deep, and all in vain may effort be to rise again. A mess to live for others. And when my work on earth is done, and my new work is in heaven begun, may I forget the crown I won while thinking still of others.
Yes.
Others, Lord. Yes, others. Let this be my motto. Help me to live for others.
Yes.
That I may live like thee.
Yes.
And this is what God wants us to do. He would say to us, I spread opportunities all around you. What did you do about them?
Mm-hmm.
What can you answer to him in this day?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Will it be a straight path? Or will others walk in the right way because of you?
Jesus.
So as you know, we have to be an example.
Yes.
We can't live a crooked life.
Mm-hmm.
And expect to lead others.
Because
they're going to follow you. We have here a certain warship went into action in the Battle of Julan. One of the men on the board was a fine Christian. His name was Stephen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All on board the ship, he knew that Stephen lived a clean life.
Mm-hmm.
Prayed and read his Bible.
Hmm.
As the ship moved into the battle, Nearly every man on board had to pass by Stephen Station. The word was passed along the line. Touch Stephen. Touch Stephen. As these men faced danger, possible death, they wanted to touch that man who was in touch with God. So your light must shine that others could walk the clean path.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And in the time when the influence of Stephen had influenced those people, he counted for God a city that is set upon a hill that cannot be hid.
That's right.
If the light of your life burns brightly for Christ, yours will be a beneficial influence.
That's right.
And your influence doesn't die when you die.
No.
Uh-oh. The Bible tells us that our work do follows us.
Yeah.
Our influence will lift men or lower them after we have gone on to glory.
Yes.
It will be an influence for good or bad.
Okay.
So we must be an example of what we teach and what we say.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We have one Christian has the power to sing, another teach the word, another may be an organizer, another may bring men to Jesus. One day when we face Christ, he will say, I gave you some added advantage. What did you do with them?
What did you do?
Because we are living in a sinful world.
That's right.
A sinful world. So many people have evil in their mind.
Yes.
But we don't have to be that way.
Don't have to.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm skipping about. Thank you, Jesus. One Christian has the power to sing. Another has the power to teach. We have these talents.
Yes.
And we have to use our talents. When God give you a talent, if you can sing, I thank God. I thank God for Pastor Lisa, how she just using her talent and she just move it on forth.
Yeah,
because she's not sitting down on it and not doing anything with it.
She's
letting God talk to her and she's putting it in words.
Yes,
right.
Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for that. I thank God for that.
Thank you.
And this morning when I was thinking about it, I said, Lisa, I thought about her. I said, when I was spanking, I know people don't believe in spanking kids. But when Lisa then was 4 or 5 years old, and they did something wrong, I had a belt. And I was running behind them. Lisa had this loud voice, screaming, hollering, like I had hit her and I had running after her. She was screaming out. Then I said to myself, she had the voice to sing. But I didn't know it. But she saved herself from getting a lot of space. But she screamed, I didn't even touch it.
Oh my goodness. The secret.
Okay. Gwen got it, she got it, but she didn't scream, but they did it. And I was running with the belt with her. So, I say she had the talent to sing with her voice the way she screamed. I say, why did you scream so loud? But it saved her from getting the belt.
Wow.
And then she got by with a lot of that. She screamed when I come out. But I just thank God how God just bless when you use what you have. Whatever God bless you with, you ought to use it. We have here this a poor man, educated man, would stand before the Savior. You did not have many opportunities, he said to the Lord. You were never far from the place where you were born. But what did you do with these limited opportunities? And the man would say, my neighbor was lost. I told him about you as as I could. And he accepted you as his Savior. And Jesus would say, well done, my child. Enter into the joy of the Lord. So take your place with Paul and Billy Graham and all the saints. Yes, the great and the small will be rewarded if they have been faithful. It's not only just Billy Graham that will be rewarded, but us that's smaller Yes. And don't have the opportunity that Billy Graham had. He was able to preach to thousands and thousands of people.
Yes.
But we can take our blessing and talent that God gave us and do our best with that. Yes. And you would end up the same place somebody like Billy Graham would be, because they would get saved. Uh-huh. Even if one saved, yes, one right. person got one. Saved. The only if, only if it was one.
That's right.
Thank God. So whatever talent that God give you, yeah. use it. Like I say, I make a joyous noise to the Lord. Yeah. Now yes. my family, they sung last night. I said, well, I can't sing. But I can sure make a joyful noise. Yeah. I just thank God for that.
Thank you, Lord.
And we see we down the end to the end. Greater love has no man than he would lay down his life for his friend. John 15 and 13. But shall I tell you of a greater love than that of the godly school teacher? Then I must tell you of the Lord Jesus, who turned his back to the dismissals for you and me, who died on the cross for you and me, who bled his life away for you and me. His love for us caused him his life. You are going to face him someday. But what will you say to him when he says, I gave my life for thee.
Yes.
My precious blood I shed, that thou might ransom be.
Yes.
And quicken from the dead. I gave my life for thee.
Yes.
What has thou given for me?
Yes.
We thank God for you on today. And I hope that you got something out of the words on today, that God will bless your soul. And whatever you have, long as you're living, do your best. Do your best. Don't think that what you have is small. Some people can say, some can read poems. I can do that. And you can play different instruments. I'll have to play, I don't know how many he plays. But it's people that have so many talents, and some just have one.
Right.
And I will use that joyful noise and do what I can for the Lord.
Yes.
But I just, I'm thanking God on today. We have to give an account of what we do in this life.
Yes.
And we can't just say we see our neighbors every day and never witness to them. Go on your job every day and never tell nobody about Jesus. Because those people are dying and going to hell.
Sure enough.
But we can help save their life. Yes. First of all, we got to first be an example. And give our lives to Jesus.
Right.
And then we can help others.
Come on.
And that's why God put us here. That's why he put us here. He said, occupy until I come.
Yes.
So that don't mean go down somewhere and sit down.
No, no.
That means work for him.
Uh-oh.
God want us to work for him.
Yes.
So I praise God on today. Pray for me.
Amen. My God. Awesome, Robert. Awesome.
Thank you.
We of the Realm of Agape Christian Church pray that the Holy Word of God has richly blessed your soul. To send prayer requests, use the contacts page of our website, www.roagape.org. We need your continued prayers and financial support to maintain this ministry. You can also find a secure means of donating on our website. God bless you.